this thing I wanted to get to, because I was here a couple of years ago doing a talking show, and I kind of touched on this, but I want to kind of reheat it, talk about it again, because it's, well, I'll tell you. I was told several months ago that I was going to come to Chicago and go on CNN and come out of the closet. I was going to hold a press conference in Chicago with CNN. Did you remember that one? Yeah. And I never knew I was gay, you know? I really think I'd remember that. I think I remember some guy fucking me. Where was I for all of that stuff? Where was I running after guys, you know, snapping with them with a towel in the men's room shower? I don't remember. So I hear that I'm going to come out on CNN in Chicago. Do you know how interested CNN would be if I called them up? I'm going to come out of the closet. I want you to do a press conference. They would send down some kid from a fanzine with a broken Walkman. So why are you a fag, dude? And that's all that would happen. No one would give a fuck. Then I heard I was going to come out to Kennedy on MTV's Alternative Nation. Yeah, imagine coming out to a Republican. What a pop culture thing to do, to come out on MTV. Well, this is Hank, and, well, tell him about your video, fag. You know? What would I want to do that for? A little about me. If I was gay, there'd be no closet. You would never see the closet I came out of. Why? I would have burned it for kindling by the time I was 12. Because I know, with all certainty in my mind, there's nothing wrong with being gay, and you know it. And there's nothing wrong with being, well, you know, being into chicks if you're a girl, and there's nothing wrong with being into all of it. How awesome would it be to be bisexual? To walk into a room and just go, all right. Oh, yeah. Apparently, I've heard that there's a publication in San Francisco, which I've never seen. It's apparently a bisexual publication. It's called Anything That Moves. Fucking awesome! So I'm hearing all these rumors that I'm coming out of the closet. In fact, in one nightclub in New York City, I was outed. I was in New York. I was producing a band, and I heard, oh, man, you got outed in the Village last night. Really? Whoa! If I was gay at this stage in the game, 37 years old, aging alternative icon, kind of getting gray, kind of getting a little soft in the head, I'd be taking out ads. Aging alternative icon wants dick and lots of it. Please, 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 bring it in, bring it in, bring it in. Run at me with that damn thing. You know, life is short. Get off as much as possible. So I would not be subtle, okay? And it made me start thinking about homophobia, which is, I don't understand it. Like, I don't understand racism. Yes, I know that, you know, some people don't like you because of the color of your skin or whatever. I can't understand how you can get to that mentality. I can understand, like, big advances in science and technology. I now have a digital vibrator, fucking cool, that memorizes my orgasmic wave pattern and can do it anytime. Whatever. I can understand sending a little robot to Mars and having it drive around and scoop up samples of soil and flying it back home. Great! We can do all this kind of shit. Why do some people get tripped up on what I think is the most entry-level obstacle? It's a curb this high. Homosexuals have a problem? No, they don't have a problem. They have a problem with dumb motherfuckers who can't climb a curb that high. People who discriminate against someone's race, you could talk to me for an hour and a half about why white guys are cooler than black guys, and I would just go, God, I just don't reach you. You know, you think it gets the white power guy to talk to me, and he could talk to me until he's blue in the face, and I would be all ears. I really hate when they put the white power guys on TV, and they get up to talk, and the crowd just boos them. Like, shut the fuck up. Let's hear what he has to say. Like, learn about your enemy. If he's going to say something, record it. Listen. You know what how he's ticking. Learn how his machine works. But you never get a chance to, you know, because they can fuck you, and the guy just zig heils and storms off. You know, oh well, arr. But I can't understand how you could go there. So the idea of homophobia blows my mind, knowing that all guys are the same. You know, and I assign homophobia to guys. It's such a guy thing. You fucking fag. Okay, every guy in here is into parking his pee-pee in a nice, warm, tight place, moving it around, ejaculating like fucking God. Like the fourth Zeppelin album. You know, with a velocity that knocks you backwards across the room and you black out. Okay? and gay guys and straight guys are into the same thing. Shouldn't they be in bars high-fiving, buying each other drinks, embracing for their common love of ropey jets of chism flying across the room? Shouldn't they all be hanging out going, aha, yes, I love my dick. Oh, it's so great to be a fucking man. Yahoo! Why should there be people fighting each other over this shit? It's all the same shit to me. You know, and it made me start thinking about all the different classifications of sexual orientation. Like, there's guys who, and girls who like the opposite sex exclusively. Straight. I'm straight. Hey, shut up, I'm straight. I'm gonna go out and have some straight sex. You wanna get into it with me, buddy? I'm gonna have some straight sex. Fuck around. And it sounds like the kind of sex the guys in Dragnet would have. Imagine being married to Jack Webb in his Dragnet character. Honey, I'm going to penetrate now. Are you properly lubricated? Oh, well, never mind. Here I come. You know? Ah, that was good. Straight sex. Now I'm going to have some straight sleep. Doesn't sound like there's much side-to-side motion going on. Not a whole lot of latitude going on there. Doesn't sound like anything I'd want to really do, but I end up doing it as much as I can anyway. So straight doesn't really work for me. So, then we go on to the next classification. Guys who dig guys. Gay. Well, let's think about that for a second. Look up the word. Happy. Think about 1970-something America, pre-Specter of Death AIDS, discotheques. Guys going in, having sex with anonymous partners 3 to 5 times a night. All that great music. All these guys with their fucking leather pants with a see you later peekaboo hole in the back for easy access. Or just some kind of bum flap. You can flip up, bend them over, put your Budweiser on the guy's back and fucking ride to glory. God damn, if you guys, straight or gay, if you could get off with 3 to 5 anonymous partners a night for 10 years, you would have a smile so intense on your face that it had to jackhammer off your corpse when you were dead. That is like man heaven. And you guys have been out with a girl, and you get busted looking at the other hot-looking girl. You're like, looking. Are you looking at that girl? And you, no. Whack! Of course. Come on. She saw the chick before you did. They have that kind of... that radar going. You know, women are... I've learned my lesson, man. Women are smarter than men, stronger than men, fucking more violent than men. Listen to them. Like witches around the cauldron. They can feel their satanic tail twitching.
They're flying to the night.
And men are just they're just the straight men. They're the guys who walk into the door. They're the guys who say, hey, how'd you like a nice
Hawaiian punch?
Sure. And we're the sure guy. And we get led around by our dicks. Guys are like under a big illusion if they think they're in charge of shit. It's just women letting them have some line. Letting them have a little bit of slack. It's kind of letting the marlin out before they rip them back in. You know? Yeah, they're all nice and comfy, and they look great, and then you get into a divorce situation, and then you end up like, she's getting the house and one of your eyes. What? She only wants, she'll burn the house down, keep the eye, just so she can swing it off the rear, and go,
nobody fucks with me!
So, I've learned to just give them room. They say, I'm going over there. I said, fucking take it. You're the boss. So you can't be fucking around. So when you see the girl and you go, you know, are you looking at her? Just own up. Yes. If you could have sex with her and not even know her name, would you? Yeah. Quack! But at least it's true. And is that bad? No, it's just your genetic male imperative to go on and on and on. You know? You know, it's what you do with that urge that makes you what you are. But we all have it. So imagine a bunch of gay guys in a room. Without like, I could fucking get in and die of a horrible virus. Imagine the zero level of bullshit in that room. Because when guys hit on girls, it's all about bullshit. Guys run that I'm sensitive rap. They work into the conversation. I work into the conversation that I am sensitive, artistically inclined, a good listener, a good feeler of their pain, and I have no sexually transmitted diseases. I can work that in. Yeah, my friend, he doesn't use a condom. I don't talk to him anymore. God, what a jerk. You know, that's like the second 31 of the conversation. And so, you know, guys over there, basically they're just saying, let me fuck you. Please, you know, and women know this. You know, they go, oh, he did the unsensitive rap. Oh, I love it when they do that. Are you going to fuck him? No, come on. really, you know? And so you might as well just go up and be yourself. But imagine a bunch of dudes in a room who are gay and men being really just without the bullshit factor. You wouldn't hear any talking. All you'd hear is belt buckles hitting the ground. Oh yeah, moaning, groaning, poking and choking. You'd meet your partner during the act. Hey, I'm Barney, how are you? And I'm Ken, I'm a rough rider. Oh yeah, come on. Come on, fucker. Don't make me beg, fucker, come on. Oh yeah. I think it'd be awesome. I think that'd be just so fucking cool, man. Just to just get off like some kind of wild animal all the time. I guess that's why they call it gay. Okay? Happy, happy, happy all the time. Now, I noticed that women who dig women are given the weird, strange lesbian name. Lesbian. That's weird. Because like all the other classifications are adjectives. Gay, adjective. Straight, adjective. Lesbian, kind of sticky mucous membrane noun. Kind of could be a rare and obscure South African arboreal tree frog that only comes down from the triple canopy jungle foliage to mate and then, you know, hatch the eggs and then die. The lesbians mate during the rainy season. The female carries the eggs on her back and is fertilized by the male. She goes back up into the tree and waits. Her babies are hatched, and then the lesbian dies. It just sounds icky, and it must be a man coming up with a name for women who dig women. A man who is mad at a woman who has no need for his dick. And nothing fucks men up more than a gal who says, don't need it, don't want it, got a girlfriend. I have heard some of the most hilarious conversations about that chick. See that chick? She's a fucking lesbian. Oh, what a waste. What a waste. Why? Because she's not getting any of this. Or like, I could change her. I could turn her around. What if I went up to one of you guys and went like, can I fuck you? Get the fuck out of here. I can turn you around. Wouldn't you be like really sure of your sexuality at that moment? Goddamn right, you know? And you just haven't had a real man yet. That's what they say. Hey, honey, you just haven't been with a real man yet. And maybe they were, and that's why they became lesbians. And like, what's the difference between a real man's hard-on and a fake man's hard-on? Nothing. What's the end result of a real man's, you know, sexual thrust and a fake man's sexual thrust? Looks the same to me. God damn it, you know. So I think it was given to these poor babes by a man who is really infuriated that there's women out there who don't care about their dick. Like, you don't want... Are you sure?
Dyke.
Another mean word. Sounds like Dick Butkus in a moo-moo. I'm a fucking dyke. Come here, little man. Let me show you some pussy power. Here comes the dykes. I think it's mean, and I think people who are like homophobic should just cool the fuck out and just do their thing. You know, just there's no gay guy who's going to impact on your life unless he's harassing you at the workplace, and then he's out of line. But otherwise, fucking get over it, man.